Welcome to the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast, powered by Jetro. Each week, we bring extremely valuable accounting and tax tips specific to small business owners. You will be on your way to growing your business and putting more money in your pockets. Here's your host.
Hello and welcome back to another episode. Today's topic is how do I avoid a big tax bill or tax bill surprise? Now, before we get into that, this episode is brought to you by Jetro in the Tax Minimization Program, which is a training program to ensure that you pay the least amount in taxes as legally possible. To join our Tax Minimization Program, go to taxsavingspodcast.com/tax. I am your host and founder of Jetro, Mike Jezoshek. Again, today's topic is how do I avoid a big tax bill or tax bill surprise? And I get it. Everyone hates talking or thinking about taxes. However, avoiding the word tax only makes the situation worse. We hear stories from business owners all the time where they are simply paying too much in tax or are surprised with a big tax bill at year end. And actually, in our free Facebook group, a member actually just posted about this. So I wanted to talk about how do we avoid it? How do we avoid the big tax bill? How do we avoid the plan? By the way, if you're not part of a free Facebook group, go to Facebook, type in Small Business Tax Secrets, answer a few questions, and get joined right in there. We base our episodes based on listener questions. So that's what if you have a question, ask it in there, and we can make an episode out of it. So first off, how do I avoid a big tax bill? And the thing I can say is plan. The number one mistake that we see business owners make is failing to tax plan. And so when thinking about tax, most business owners think about tax filing in March and April. So they think about that tax preparation, that tax filing that gets done. However, that's the last step in the process. Tax planning should occur way before the year is even over. And actually, most tax strategies that we want to implement must be implemented before year end. So when we think about tax, we cannot be thinking of tax preparation and filing. We want to think about tax planning. Tax prep and filing is just taking information and sending it up into the IRS and state governments. So what is tax planning? Tax planning is the act of doing research and implementing strategies to ensure that you're paying the least amount in taxes as legally possible. And a couple weeks ago, we did an episode on baseline tax strategies versus advanced tax strategies. So check out that episode if you haven't to find out more information on kind of what is tax plan strategies, what do these mean, what is a baseline tax strategy, what is an advanced tax strategy. But most tax plan, as I mentioned, needs to be implemented before year end. So if you're coming to your accountant and you're only seeing your accountant once a year, and that's going to be in March and April to prepare and file your taxes, unfortunately, most of the tax saving opportunities are gone. Now, there is some available, but what you can pick to choose from to save taxes are majority gone at that point. So this is something that has to be implemented and thought about before year end. We recommend sitting down in June to do your tax planning. Why June? You have a half a year's worth of data to see how your business is performing and kind of where you might end up for the year. And you also have a half of year left to implement any strategies that you need to make sure you're paying the least amount in taxes as legally possible. Simply put, if you're not doing any tax planning, you're paying more in taxes than you should be. And my goal, especially with this episode, is that when you hear taxes, you think of tax planning first and then tax preparation and filing after that. That is the key thing to be thinking about when we think of taxes. What can I do throughout the year to make sure I'm implementing and strategizing to pay the least amount in taxes as possible so that when I prepare and file with my accountant at the end of the year, that's just taking information and sending it up, but I already know I've done all I could to make sure I'm paying the least amount in taxes. That's the key. If you already got hit with a big tax bill, I understand it. That sucks. You might be sitting here in 2021, had a big tax bill. There's not a ton we can do during tax season or during, you know, after the year's over to minimize that. However, I want to say, use that as your motivation to make a change now to avoid that big tax bill in the future. Big tax bill, there's two things that get confused when we talk about taxes. We talk about a refund or an amount due. Just because you get a refund does not mean that you didn't pay too much in taxes. So think about that as well. Whether you get a refund or you have to pay in has nothing to do with whether you paid too much or too little, or whether you paid too much in taxes. Many people will get a refund at the end of the year and still paid too much in taxes. And the reason is because they did estimates that were over, they did higher withholdings on their W-2, and that's why they're getting the refund, but they're still paying taxes that they maybe could have avoided if they did some tax planning. So that's tax planning. How do you avoid a big tax bill? Do tax planning. Take the time, bite the bullet, spend time in your business, see how your business is performing, and implement the strategies that you can do to make sure you're minimizing your tax bill. Now, how do you avoid a tax surprise? Estimates, estimates, estimates. So how do we avoid a big tax bill? Plan, plan, plan. How do we avoid a tax surprise? Estimates. Tax surprises are never fun, but avoiding them involves multiple parts. Number one, you need accurate and up-to-date bookkeeping. You need to have accurate and up-to-date bookkeeping so that you know how your business is performing at any point throughout the year. And so a lot of times with small business owners especially, we see them not doing bookkeeping. So they judge how their business is performing based on cash in the bank or how many clients they have coming to them. That's not a good way to see how your business is performing. You should be doing bookkeeping on a regular basis. It should be accurate and up to date so you know at any point during the year, how are we doing? Where's our profit at? Well, how's the business performing? And as part of our tax minimization program, we actually have an entire set of modules specifically on how to do bookkeeping on your own. So if you're looking to do this on your own, need a little jump start on that, let me know. Join our tax minimization program against taxsavingspodcast.com/tax. This is a bonus offering that we have where we teach you how to do your own bookkeeping. Of course, we do tax strategies in there as well. But do not neglect this part of your business. Bookkeeping is the backbone to your business. It's so important for tax planning. It's so important for business performance. You have to do it. Even if you think that it's not going to be worth it or it's too much work, spend time to do bookkeeping. You're going to thank yourself. It's going to make tax season that much easier. It's going to make your business perform that much better because you can actually have data and insights as to where your money's going, how much money you're coming in, where your profit is, and it's going to help you avoid a big tax surprise. Number two on how to avoid a big tax surprise, of course, tax planning. We discussed this part above. Tax planning is going to be key. And the third piece is the estimated tax calculation. Once you have a good idea on all of your income, this includes business and non-business activity, you can do tax estimates. This basically entails taking the information / expected income and estimating what your tax bill will be so you can properly plan and pay those estimated taxes as necessary. So this is key. Now that you know how your business is performing because you're doing bookkeeping, you're doing tax planning so you know what kind of tax strategies you're going to implement, you have a good idea of where your tax bill, where your profit and income across all sources of income is going to end up. Now we can say, okay, based on that, where do we need to make tax estimates to make sure that we're not having ended up with a nasty surprise during tax season? Whether you make those estimates or not, that's totally up to you. And we're going to do an episode specifically on estimates, but at least you're going to know what your potential tax bill is going to be. Again, this is an estimate, so it's not going to be perfect, but you're going to have a rough idea of what your tax bill is going to be. Number two and number three, tax planning and estimated tax calculation oftentimes play together. You may be estimating a large tax bill and thinking, how can I reduce that? And that is when you dive into additional tax planning strategies. But a lot of times, this is stuff you're not going to know unless you're doing these estimates, unless you're doing that bookkeeping. So many people come to us and say, Mike, and they're coming to us in tax season. They'll say, Mike, I just did all my bookkeeping. Here's my books completed, and here's all my information. And I'm thinking, man, they have a big tax bill. If they would have done this bookkeeping throughout the year, we would have known we had a big profit. We would have then been able to implement tax strategies to help reduce that, and their tax bill could potentially be cut in half or more. But they didn't take the time during the year to spend on their business to help out in that area. So that's it. It all stems around planning. And I just want to say, make this be the year that you pay the least amount in taxes as legally possible and avoid any tax surprises. Make this be the year that you learn from any kind of mistakes you've made in the past or haven't done any bookkeeping or haven't done any planning. Make this be the year that you make that change and actually look to reduce your tax bill. Again, as a summary, how do you avoid a big tax bill? Tax planning. That's the number one mistake we see small business owners make is avoiding tax planning. Most people, when they think of tax filing. They see their accountant once a year. That's not how it should be. You should be doing tax planning throughout the year. And then that meeting that you see your accountant to during tax season is just to give them information and send stuff off to the government. But you've already done the dirty work of minimizing your tax bill throughout the year. So tax planning is key. And then when it comes to avoiding a tax surprise, you want to make sure you have up-to-date bookkeeping, do that tax planning, and also do estimated tax calculations to get a rough idea of kind of where your tax bill is going to be. Again, don't forget to check out our free Facebook group, Small Business Tax Secrets on Facebook, answer a few questions and join. And also check out our tax minimization program, which we have a bonus section in there for stress-free bookkeeping, training you how to do bookkeeping as well. You can find that at taxsavingspodcast.com/tax. I want to thank you for listening to another episode, and I will see you next week.
This has been another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast from the team at Jetro. If you enjoy our weekly episodes, please leave a review on whatever platform you listen to us on and share with other business owners. If you have any questions or future topics you want to hear, email them to tax@jetrotax.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.